This afternoon, the big announcement came from the Battle Hawks, and without further ado, we will go right to the Battle Hawks celebrity line and talk with the never-stop-working president of the Battle Hawks, Kurt Hunziker, as the Battle Hawks put on their Twitter account today the big announcement everybody's been wondering about. Will it happen? Will, if it does, when will it? Well, it happened today. So, Kurt, thanks for being with us, and take it away.
Howard, thank you so much for having me. Nice, quiet day in the office today.
Very, very, very nice. Now, normally, of course, we are at the happy hour plus with the team, but because of Illinois basketball tomorrow and that did some things with our Schnucks where we usually are on Thursdays and switching the night, we wanted to do right by Schnucks, and so we added me in tonight. So otherwise, I'd be down where you are at Tiggin, downtown St. Louis, for the Bud Select Happy Hour Plus. Trevon Reed and Darius Hillary are there. You will be there, I guess, to talk with the fans about your big announcement, correct?
Correct, and it's really St. Louis's big announcement. We just and deliver the message that the community asked us to deliver. They've been very open and awesome, really, since day one, as far as, you know, getting feedback and having them co-author the story. And after the energy of everybody seeing that first home game, people started asking, hey, what does it take to open up the top? And, you know, we started working on it right at that point. And we're happy to announce that we are opening the top for our next home game on March 21st. And again, thank you, St. Louis. You guys spoke and we listened.
And I know this wasn't a simple, easy decision to make because there's so many things that enter into it. And last night on the show, we played the interview that you were a part of with The Morning After here on 590 The Fan yesterday morning with Tim McKernan and Doug Vaughn and Jim Hayes talking about potentially opening up the Dome. Would it be both the 300 and the 400 level? Would it be just the home side? All these things that you kind of tossed out there. So now everybody wants to know, what are the details? I know we know the tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday. And, of course, a big part of it, too, as you have mentioned before, it's not only just simply open it up. There's also the issue of still selling the lower bowl tickets that are available for that game. So I guess the bottom line is, what are the details in terms of what the plan is as tickets go on sale Friday for that? And this is right now only for that March 21st game. Is that correct?
That is correct. This is only for the March 21st game. And we're going to start with the 300 and the 400 levels on the Battle Hawks bench side. So effectively, goal line to goal line is what we're going to start. That's what will be available at 10 o'clock on Friday. And as need arise, or I guess as demand warrants, then we can fan out from there. But to start, we're looking at those seats on the Battlehawk side, which would be the west side of the stadium, from goal line to goal line.
And can you tell us, or people go to the website and find out how the pricing will be for that, or is it too many levels to go into on the air?
Well, no, there are tiers involved, and so the ticket prices will start at $15. So you'll definitely have a lot of different options, but we, again, it's listening to the St. Louis community. They wanted an affordable ticket. A lot of people want to be a part of this story as we have our play in our first season. So we are very cognizant of creating those options to bring in fans for that game on the 21st. And then, so doing the math, and as you kind of mentioned, all the different mechanics that go involved from operating the additional levels, we felt it was really important to have a ticket, to have a pretty large swath of seats that are in that $15 starting point, right, starting price range.
And so from there, it'll certainly go up for other tiers. Certainly, I would presume, and the 300 and the 400 level, and of course all those things certainly enter into it in terms of how many tiers there'll be, which everybody can go to the website 10 a.m. Friday morning, and find out what they all are, and go from there. I presume is the goal in mind, and with the best way for fans to find out.
Well, and what we're doing between now and then is, you know, we're finalizing the actual manifest. So when 10 a.m. rolls around and you click on, I want, you know, section 3, whatever it is, all the bells and whistles are working. So we will announce likely tomorrow, you know, the different tiers at each of the different sections. And so people have they'll know exactly, hey, this is the seats I want, and then when tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock, you'll have more than an informed decision to make.
Right. So I guess, Kurt, and we're talking with Kurt Hunziker, president of the St. Louis Battlehawks, and I know you had voiced this on several occasions in terms of you don't want to open up the upper bowl until you know there's a representative crowd in the lower bowl. And so were you confident enough in that there's enough seats sold down there, or are you still hopeful that there'll be a lot of people still buying those tickets, even though many of them in the upper bowl will be less expensive than the ones available in the lower bowl?
Well, we are confident. And from the nice thing about having two games under a belt is now you have some trend lines to look at. And, you know, we could have announced this next week, but we're looking at what sales are, and we're ahead of where we normally are this far out. Now, there's still plenty of great seats downstairs. I think they've started at $42 in the lower bowl. So, I mean, still the access, the being on top of the action, I think a lot of fans will still want that, and those tickets certainly remain. But as we've seen, as we get closer to kickoff, and every time that there's a game on TV, there's always a pretty large spike. So we felt like this was the best time to announce and open up the upper bowl. And then as we prepare for the 21st, expand and fan out from the Battlehawks bench side as necessary.
Right. And so I know you mentioned in the talk with the guys on the morning after yesterday that some other things you were looking at also was some of the pricing in terms of some of those tickets in the lower bowl. Have you changed any of that, or are you pretty much sticking with the way it is at least for the final three games of the season?
No, we have definitely made some of the price adjustments, especially in those two top tiers. So for fans who, you know what? We really like to be on the 50-yard line, but maybe the single game price is a little too high. We heard you loud and clear, so we've made those price adjustments for our top two tiers, and we've already seen a lot of movement from fans of recognizing, hey, we greatly appreciate, again, you guys are listening to us. That's a, you know, that's an awesome price given what the previous team was charging for those same seats. So we feel like, you know, making those changes, and obviously the anticipation of the team coming back home on March 21st,
right,
really led us to the decision of, we can definitely look at and start selling the upper bowl.
Was there any concern that by adjusting some of the prices that some of the fans who bought them previously at the other price might say, oh, my goodness, I wish I had waited? But was there any concern about that when you do this at midstream?
Absolutely, but I think we also looked at if anybody who's at game one and game two, there are opportunity areas, and we always want to adjust and be reflective of the marketplace. And so that is something that we absolutely took in consideration. And, you know, we felt like, yep, this is the right time to do it. We don't have to wait till the end of the season. And therefore we're delivering the ticket options and the price points that truly represent what the marketplace wants.
And so after that game on March 21st, of course, the Battlehawks on the road for another two games, then home for that game on March 21st, then there's another road game after that, and then the final two games of the regular season are home games and hopefully are games that will certainly be very meaningful in terms of being in the playoffs, potentially having a home game in the one semifinal game in the XFL East there will be. Depending on the reaction and everything to this March 21st game, would there be the possibility that you would do it all again for those final two games?
We could. I think what the plan is kind of same as before. We've taken the regular season and split it up into three acts, the first two games that were 6 days apart. Now with enough lead time to do a lot of things to prepare for an expanded seating capacity for the next home game, and then let's just see how the marketplace responds. Let's see how sales go, how brisk they are, and then we can, after the game on the 21st, recalibrate while we head off to New York for that final road game, mm-hmm. and see what we should do for the Tampa Bay game and DC game the last 2 weeks of the season.
Because I was curious, because I noticed on the Jumbotron at last weekend's game that there were some mini seasons, mini packages for the remaining three games that people could buy. Is there any chance, if people want to say, hey, I want to get all three games or something like that, some kind of mini package, can people do that? Or is that something they have to go through the team rather than just doing it online, if it's even available to even do?
Yeah, so the Go For Three package is definitely still available, and we've seen a lot of movement in that because you have great price points still. There's season ticket pricing versus single game, plus you get the priority status for a potential playoff game. And that could be really key for fans as the season progresses. So, yeah, the Go For Three plan has really resonated well in the marketplace. And again, this is for the lower bowl only. We're not selling three-game plans for the top. The top is simply for the 21st only. But it's allowing fans to get in at a really good price and ensure that they have seats for our final three home games of the regular season.
Because I would think, Kurt, if there happens to be the good fortune of a home game, which might not even be known until after the final regular season game the week before, that could be crazy that week. Certainly a lot of people have those priorities, like you said, but you think it's been crazy so far? That could even be like double or triple crazy with everything going on with people wanting tickets for a playoff game. It would be a fun problem to have, but it could be a very crazy week.
And that's a secondary benefit of the game on the 21st of March, of opening up the additional sections, because then we would have some baselines. And it wouldn't be a short week from the final home game of the regular season to the potential home playoff game. So we're going to learn a lot during the game of the 21st, just like we had on game one and game two. We're going to continue talking to the St. Louis community, make sure what worked, what didn't, and continuously strive to improve the game day experience at the Dome. But you kind of mentioned it. It's the reason why we're calling this Rock the Dome now. I mean, it has been loud. The players continuously talk about it. I'm sure you heard it in talking to players today when you came out to the facility. Now, even with more fans coming in, the players are like, this is going to be awesome. And they feed off of the crowd and having more people in the St. Louis community be able to power the Battlehawks players. I mean, I cannot wait for the 21st. There's no question about that.
No, I've been saying, Kurt, the first week we started doing these shows, which was 2 weeks ago, I started putting that seed in everybody's mind already when I looked at March 21st, knowing what the opener was going to be like. And I have to tell you this quick story before we let you go, and I appreciate the time, and I know you got the happy hour to get to. But I was having a conversation with Jeffrey Pollock, who fans out there, he's the president and COO, handles all the business aspects of the league. And I had a conversation with him before that first home game. And we're just talking about this and that. And I threw out this idea about the upper bowl and all that, and March 21st, and it's against Los Angeles, and that will resonate with the St. Louis market. And then he looked at me and smiled, and he says, well, you know, we can't say that as a league as we're doing it. But you and the media, you're welcome to say whatever you want. So I'm sure you feel kind of the same way. But we'll take care of that for you. You guys don't have to say it, because obviously the fans know it and feel it too. So that could be quite an afternoon at the Dome.
Well, I think just by nature of this is just the next game, I think we could have played anybody in the XFL, and that wouldn't have changed anything about what we're doing. It's just the fan feedback from games one and two has been so pronounced and so positive, and we want the St. Louis community, we want more kids. And someone posted on Twitter, like, hey, we should have a ton of youth football teams from around the area get tickets for this game. And I'm like, yes, we want the Battlehawk game experience to reach as many people as possible in St. Louis. And so it's just the perfect time in the schedule. It's just the perfect opportunity in listening to the St. Louis community. And once again, hopefully delivering them the game day experience that they've asked us for.
Well, Kurt, once again, appreciate making the time. I know you've got a happy hour plus to get to. I'm sure the fans are eagerly waiting to ask you questions about all this. And so appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. And just keep cooking, man. I know I heard you say that, you know, you guys never put that off, but everybody's doing it and coming up with nicknames for that, nicknames for this. And I like that We're St. Louis people that were giving out cards, and they call it the Battle Dome, which I think is a great name. But everybody's come up with nicknames for everything, and that, again, just shows how much fun everybody's having with this. And obviously having a team that's winning some games certainly adds to all the fun. So once again, thanks for being with us today. Have fun at the happy hour, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Howard. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.